Are you lonely? Do you have many friends? In my Facebook account, I have around 1,500 plus friends. You may have many, 2,000, 3,000. But sometimes in life, we can be very lonely, just the way that is depicted. And the fact that we will never knew that we are lonely because the smartphone tells us, you are not lonely, I am with you. All the time. Just close to, in our pocket, next to our pillow, in front of us when we are on the toilet, next to us when we have a beer, closer to us every time, wherever we go. Everywhere we go, the smartphone has got access to our lives. And all that does is making us dumb. That's what the video was saying. We can never knew whether we are lonely deep inside or not unless we really get in touch with ourselves. If there is an instrument in our lives that we can fiddle around with all the time, then we are always bombarding our mind and our space and our heart, our need for love and intimacy is with this particular thing, looking at other people's things. And you can spend hours and hours and hours on Facebook. Looking for one profile, you see another friend, another profile, his photos, his girlfriend. Oh, why is his girlfriend look like? Oh, they got just engaged. I have done this, okay? You can spend hours in that. Just staring at it. Then you never can, we will never come to know in our heart whether we are lonely or not. This morning I heard the news that in California, the state of California, it's not news to Americans, there was a young guy shot down seven people. He's a 22-year-old guy. And he posted a video last week on YouTube. And the video said like this: I hate the humanity. I'm completely rejected. There is no one for me. So I am going to take revenge on the humanity for everything they did to me. That was like a week ago he posted. And this morning we hear the news. He shot down seven people in the street. And finally the police has to shoot down him. Loneliness is a terrible, terrible, terrible feeling that a person can have. A pop singer called Amy Winehouse, probably not, from UK. Another pop singer called Whitney Houston. And both of them somehow sadly had to exit this world. Very famous celebrity. People around them to look up to them, dying for them. But somehow, in this all attention, they never got the real attention. They had everything, but they had nothing. This is a curse of celebrities. People follow them, but if they reach them, they will kill them off, eat them up. So they have to have security people around them. They have fans everywhere. But when they have to be always locked up and kept away from the media. And sadly, some of them, they just don't want to go anymore. They press the button. They pull the blank. Loneliness is a terrible feeling. And that is exactly why Jesus is promising in the gospel, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphan. Orphan, the word normally used for people when you don't have a father or a mother, a parent, and you are called an orphan. Why Jesus says that? Because it is a father, it is a mother who is always present to their children, especially in the early childhood, the mother is always present. You can't even lock a child in the car and go to shopping. You have to take it with you. It's like There is always the mother, the father is present there. Always. Always present there. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans, but rather I give you a gift. I will give you someone to be with you. In my life, I don't want to blame my father, but I just want to focus on something that I experienced from my father. Great father. A father who rather suffered a little bit inferiority complex. And I suffered middle child syndrome. So both works together. And what happened was to me, my father was a bit of a shy person because of his lack of education. My father's siblings were very educated. So he didn't even have the guts to kind of stand up and say a statement because he's a, okay, brother, we'll discuss it. I'll let you know the decision. That was he got the feeling from his siblings. So what happened because of that in my important events in my life, in my first communion, my father was not present. And the teacher asked me, I have to show up for the first communion with my father and my mother. And the parish priest asked, where is your father? And there was no one. Yeah, my uncle has to get up and stand in front instead of my father. When I went to school first time, it was not my father took me, my grandfather took me. So some important stages, my father was absent. He was not present. So I had this sense of, like I'm an orphan. And it came up to me when I was in year 12, when I attended that retreat, this priest was preaching about God as a father. He will be always there for you, support you. It hit me hard because I never experienced a father who is so present to me, but rather left me at times, especially important days, as an orphan. So when that priest preached about a father who cares and loves and present, it really, really touched me. And that was the retreat I took a decision to follow Jesus as Lord and Savior. Because I wanted so badly someone who is deep within me, who is present to me. Recently I met a person who is traveling to India. And she said, I asked, are you going to travel to India? She said, why? I want to find God. I said, he is right here. Don't waste too much money. Plus, eating a lot of curry. Oh, my goodness. Wish you good luck. Go to Costco. Heaps of toilet paper. Eh? I said to her, you can find God in here. No, no. I want to go and meditate and find God in Himalayas. Oh, my goodness. And I had a conversation because, you know, the Christian God is a God who is up there and he's not present. That is not right. If you read today's gospel, Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will be always with you. Rather, he would say, I am in you, inside of us, the presence of God inside of us, the Spirit living inside of us. And that is what Jesus boldly said, I will not leave you orphan. Rather, I am with you. But we are not aware. Our loneliness makes us to do stupid things. Either we turn into smartphones, either we turn into alcohol, either we turn into wrong relationship, either we turn into violence, either we turn into rebelliousness in our lives. But all these are signs, my life crying out, somebody please love me. Somebody please love me. When I am drinking hard, I'm actually saying, somebody please love me. When I'm so rebellious teenager in school and in home, I'm actually crying out, please, somebody love me. This is what I'm crying out. And if a God, if it is a God who wants to be with us, he hears that cry. And that is why he speaks to us in the gospel. I am with you. And what I want to give you is a gift. Not a gift that is perishing, but a gift that is ever present with you, inside you. I will be with you and I will be in you. And we know that presence, the Holy Spirit. My dear young people, and if you, I know some of you, you have never taken up your faith. That's okay. That's the culture we are living in now. We have so many things bombard to us in our lives, in school and in our culture. But I want to introduce you to this Jesus who lives inside of you, who is present to you. We all need meaning and purpose in life. You don't have to travel from one top of the world to the other to find meaning. What do you need? That guy said, look up. I want to say, look deeper. Look deeper, right inside of you. Behind all the pain, all the wounds, there is a heart, pure and precious, created by God. And that heart, he can fill you with his presence if you're open. If you're open. God gives you gift, but are you ready to open? Especially my invitation is to the young people who have never opened up personally. You've been brought up in a community. You're asked to go to mass because of your parents. But it doesn't matter. This evening, my invitation to you as another young man, as a guy who went through that struggle, my invitation to you, do you want release that presence? Do you want to become so aware of that presence that is in your life, that that presence may take you everywhere, be with you, never make you lonely? But you have one thing God promises, Jesus promises at the end of the gospel tonight. He says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. That is the result of a person who have God friends, who is not lonely, is that peace. Presence is equal to peace. That is what Jesus is promising you. I will be present to you and I will give you peace. So through the Mass, just ask, look deeper and ask the question, do I need him present very fully in my life? Do I need him present very fully in my life? Presence, peace, and hope in our lives. Amen.